The Lord has said the season is ended for opulence and decadence in America. We can actually be glad for that, but there could be some trouble between here and working that out. There were many people who testified that on September 11th, they were going to go to the Twin Towers, and the voice of God said, not today. Also, January 6th, many testimonies. I know one guy in particular, one of President Trump's close advisors, was taking a shower to go to the January 6th protest. He said God spoke to him. You're not going today. Yeah, so when Jesus says, lose your life and you'll find it, that's not playing. You know, don't be like Saul. Yeah, I know God. He's good, but I'm going to go do this. No, be seeking the Lord. Lose your life to find His life for you. Because He's ordained good steps for you. Provision for you. Protection for you. And even still, apparently, some innocent will perish. And when that happens, you guys, we just have to broaden our understanding, our horizons of who God is. He is awesome. He does whatever He wants. Everything and everyone belongs to Him. Who it says in Daniel chapter 4, I think verse 35, the people of the earth are regarded as nothing. And that doesn't mean He doesn't value us. It says He does with the powers of heaven and the peoples of the earth all that He pleases. And no one can say to Him, what have you done? No one can turn His hand back. In coming weeks and months, if you see the innocent perish, understand, God just said, I missed you. I had been longing for you. Taking His property back. You don't have to be afraid. No, see yourself winning. You must see yourself winning. We will never have a strong enough incentive to halt sinful choices and behaviors until we recognize that God is terrifyingly powerful and gloriously holy.